three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady, who was busy with three boys of his own. One day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
For a girl.
Jan and Cindy in on this too?
Well, it wouldn't be fair to leave them out.
Any word?
Not yet.
Let's go ahead with it. If Rome can outlast an invasion by the barbarians, what can a few little girls do to the Brady house?
Well, Mom?
Yes, Marcia? You can have your slumber party.
Hey, Alice, did you hear? We're gonna have a slumber party. We're gonna have a slumber party.
I heard.
What's the matter?
Oh, just thought I'd start doing something useful for the party, like nailing down the furniture.
Alice, just a few little girls. It can't be that bad.
Mr. Brady, have you ever been to a slumber party?
No, can't say that I have.
Well, I have, and one thing is certain.
What's that?
Nobody slumbers.
We're gonna be invaded by girls.
Will there be a lot of them?
It won't matter how many. It'll seem like a million.
They won't do anything but giggle all night long.
You know, I bet you Marcia invites that Paula Tardy. Boy, is she hung up on you.
That's a disgusting thought. I'll probably have to hide all night.
Maybe I'll have to hide too. Somebody might be hung up on me.
Hey, fellas. Come on, I can use a little help.
What's up, Dad?
I want to get the sleeping bags out of the storage room in the garage and air them out. Come on.
Are we going camping?
Like maybe Saturday night, while all the girls are here?
No, sorry, fellas. No such luck.
Why the sleeping bags?
Well, for the slumber party. We can't put all the girls up there in the girls' room. They'd be packed in like sardines.
Are they going to sleep out in the backyard?
No, they're going to sleep in the living room in the sleeping bags.
In our sleeping bags.
We'll get them all full of perfume. We'll all stink.
That'll be enough of that. Now, come on, help me.
Let's have hot dogs.
Good idea.
Why not hamburgers?
No, hot dogs are easier.
Hot dogs.
How about jelly beans?
With mustard and relish.
And lots of pickles, too.
Mus-rel-pick.
And jelly beans.
And one bag jelly beans.
Thanks, Alice.
Listen, you kids better get your books. You're going to be late for school.
Okay.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye.
Bye. Mom. Remember what you and Dad promised.
I remember.
What did Dad promise?
Oh, well, it was kind of what I promised for both of us.
Oh, yeah.
That we'd leave the girls alone. We wouldn't hang around the party.
Well, what should we do? Spend a quiet evening in the garage.
Oh, my.
Patch a few old tires.
Oh, no, I have a much better idea for us.
Uh-oh. What?
Would you like a little hint?
Uh-huh.
Well, dinner for two, candlelight, soft music, dancing.
You're a great hinter, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good. That is, unless Alice doesn't mind holding down the fort while we're gone.
Oh, I don't mind holding down the fort. Just bear in mind that those were the last words of General Custer.
Now, let's see. I've already invited Jenny Wilton, my best friend, and Paula Tardy from my English class now. Who else?
What do you do at a slumber party?
Well, you play games and you talk about boys. And you talk about boys and you play games.
What are the games about?
Boys.
Boys? Who likes boys?
I got it. Oh, boy, have I got an idea. Are we gonna have fun at that slumber party?
Gotta be kidding. I'm not going around any of those girls.
Now listen to me, you guys. Now listen. We're gonna pull tricks on them. Get it?
Tricks?
Yeah, you know, scare them. Jokes.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Now we gotta be able to think of some really great stuff.
Like rubber spiders?
That's a good start.
A scary mask. Spooky noisemakers. And one of those plastic skeletons.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, wait a minute. I got it. Oh, boy, is this beautiful.
What?
Itching powder in the sleeping bags.
Yeah!
Well, I know the boys aired these out, Mike, but they still seem a little dusty to me.
Yeah, well, got them to do it this morning. I guess they didn't have too much enthusiasm for the job.
Well, maybe we ought to hang them up and beat them.
Sleeping bags of the boys.
Oh, my. Well, look, I think I better go check the food for the party.
Hey, is all that just for the girls? Phew, I thought we were starting a supply depot for the 8th Army.
Hi, Mom, Dad.
Say, listen, Gregory, your mother's not too happy with the job you guys did on the sleeping bags.
Yeah, I think they need just a little more freshening up.
Now, it's not going to take too much time. All you
sure, would be glad to.
Huh?
We'll do anything Mom wants us to do.
You will?
Thank you, Greg.
No trouble. I'll go get the guys.
I thought you said they weren't too enthusiastic.
It's funny. That's what I thought I said, too.
Mrs. Denton found this when she was tidying up the desks in her room. Please take a look at it.
Mrs. Denton or a hippopotamus?
Is that your handwriting in your class?
Yes, sir.
Did you draw that picture?
Yes, sir, but that's not Mrs. Denton. It's George Washington.
George Washington?
There's a picture of him on the wall, and I was copying it.
And what about Mrs. Denton's name and that remark?
I didn't write her name or that remark.
Marcia, I think you'd better explain.
But I can't. I mean, well, I finished my classwork a little early, and I was doodling, and my name happened to be on the paper. I doodled George Washington. I didn't doodle Mrs. Denton.
Doesn't look much like George Washington.
I guess I'm not a very good artist.
You expect me to believe this is your paper, your name, and your drawing, but you didn't write her name or that remark?
That's right, Mr. Randolph.
Marcia, I'd like to believe you. You've always been a good student, but what you're saying doesn't sound logical.
But I didn't do it.
This sort of thing has happened before, too often. Not just you, but the other students.
But Mr. Randolph...
I'm afraid you're going to have to be the example. You'll have to stay after school 1 hour every day for a week. That's all, Marcia. Except, because you'll be staying after school, I'll have to notify your parents.
As much as we hate to do it, Marcia, I'm afraid you can't have your slumber party.
My party?
Honey, that drawing might have seemed funny at the time, but you just must have respect for your teachers.
But I didn't do it. I didn't write Mrs. Denton's name on it or that stupid remark.
Your principal said you did, honey, and he's a very responsible man. Well, he wouldn't punish you for nothing.
You mean you'd rather believe him than me?
Marcia, from what you said, that paper was in your desk and your name was on it. Now, what else could Mr. Randolph think?
You don't believe me either. And if you don't, I don't want a party or anything ever from you.
It's not like her, honey. I've never seen Marcia so adamant.
That's one thing about Marcia. When she's wrong, she admits it.
And the slumber party isn't the big problem. It's the fact that we don't believe her.
Mike, do you think Mr. Randolph could be mistaken?
Well, there's one way to find out. Well, I can't vouch for the drawing or what's printed underneath, but there's no doubt about the class and the name. It's Marcia's handwriting, all right.
There was only one conclusion I could reach, Mr. Brady.
Oh, yes, of course. It's just that Marcia was so upset, I felt I had to speak to you.
I understand. Marcia's always been an excellent student, but, well, we do have to preserve discipline.
Oh, yes. My wife and I certainly agree with you on that. Well, thanks for your time, Mr. Randolph.
Not at all. I only wish more parents would take the time to get involved.
By the way, would you mind if I kept that?
Oh, of course not.
Mr. Randolph, does Mrs. Denton really look like that?
Unfortunately, yes.
It could be George Washington.
Well, of course it could. You know, she admits she drew the picture, but anybody could have done the printing.
Mike, what do you think?
Honey, I think an understandable mistake has been made, and we ought to take Marcia's word for it.
Well, I think we should, too.
Of course, this is just our judgment. There's no way to prove it to Mr. Randolph.
I know. What about the slumber party?
As far as I'm concerned, the punishment at home is off. Let's have the party.
Good. I'll tell her.
And I'll tell General Custer to get her boots and saber out of mothballs.
Marcia?
Yes?
Your father and I have just had a little talk. Now, we don't know exactly what happened at school, but we think there's been a mistake. We believe what you said about the picture.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, you'll still have to go along with your punishment at school. But the slumber party is on again.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what's up.
Hey, fellas, I just thought you'd like to know the slumber party's on again.
Really?
Yes? Hooray!
Well, I hardly expected that reaction.
Well, we're kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
They mean we're looking forward to the girls having a good time.
Oh, yeah, well, that's very nice of you, Greg. All you boys.
We'll be glad to do anything to help the party along.
Yeah, anything.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
That dumb Dodo laughs at anything.
Yeah, he's got a real weird sense of humor.
Okay.
Aren't you happy about the party?
Yes, and Mom and Dad believing me. But I still have to stay after school for something I didn't do.
I wonder who did it.
I've been thinking about that. I've got English the next to last period in the afternoon. So I figure whoever used my desk for the last period might be the one.
Hey, yeah. That's the only one it could be.
Do you know who it is?
Jenny Wilton.
Jenny Wilton? She's your best friend.
She was my best friend.
What are you gonna do?
I'll show you.
Hello?
Hello, Jenny. This is Marcia. I called about the slumber party I'm having tomorrow night.
I can hardly wait.
Well, it's only for my friends.
Sure. I'm your friend, Marcia.
Not anymore, you're not. So consider yourself uninvited.
Marcia! Marcia!
Now, you two just run along. Have a good time at dinner. Remember, you have left the cavalry in charge.
Well, hang on to your saddle, Alan.
Hey, where are the boys?
They're in their room studying.
Studying on Saturday night? Maybe we ought to take their temperature.
Oh, come on, Mike. Good luck, Alice.
I don't need luck, Mrs. Brady. Just a short course in riot control. Roll on.
Guys, let's play ha.
Yeah!
You go first.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Everybody ready?
Yeah.
Paula, you're the one. Who's the cutest boy you know, truth or dare?
Greg Brady. Now it's my turn to ask. And Ruthie, you're the one. Truth or dare? Have you ever been kissed by Hank Coleman?
Well, I'll take the dare.
All right. You have to go upstairs and see what Marcia's brothers are doing.
Karen, will you come with me, please?
Not me.
I will.
More than one tribe on the warpath.
My brothers, those dum-dums, all right.
Hey, I forgot the potato salad. Here.
What happened?
Nothing. I just lost my head. Or found somebody's head. I'll be right in.
Sorry about that, Alice.
What's happening now?
They're getting ready to turn off the lights and tell ghost stories.
Okay, this is it. The real action now.
Yeah.
Last call for hot dogs.
No thanks.
Okay. Now, if the werewolf howls, and if the vampire starts flapping his wings, don't come running to me. I'll be under the kitchen table.
Okay. Okay, guys, now listen.
Hey, any of you monsters want a hot dog?
Thanks, Alice.
Okay. Thanks, Alice.
Slowly, she started down the hall. Spider webs everywhere. Then she came to the door. The door to the room which she had been forbidden to go. Slowly, she opened the door and...
Oh! What was that?
I'm so scared. I'm getting itchy all over.
Me, Mitchy, too.
So am I.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
off. Everybody upstairs. Come on, hurry up. Get a shower. Come on, kids.
Boy, are my brothers gonna regret this.
It itches, but it's kind of funny. I like jokes. What about the one we pulled on Mrs. Denton?
We?
Yeah. You drew the picture and I wrote the funny line. You know, about the hippo.
You did that?
Yeah. Didn't you think it was funny?
Funny? I got punished for that.
Punished? You did?
Yeah. I had to stay after school a whole week now. I almost didn't have this party because of what you wrote.
Gee, Marcia, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for anybody to see that but you.
Well, they did all right. Mrs. Denton found it and turned it into the principal.
I didn't know that. Would it help if I went to Mr. Randolph and explained?
That'd be great.
Gee, Marcia, I just can't stand this itching anymore.
Hi, honey.
Hey, where is everybody?
Upstairs, itching. I mean, washing off the itching powder. Mom, Dad, I've done something just awful.
What?
I blamed Jenny Wilton for writing on my picture, the one that got me in trouble. I told her she wasn't my friend anymore. I uninvited her to my party.
And Jenny didn't do it?
Mm-mm. It was Paula. Only she didn't mean any harm. She just meant for me to see it.
Well, dear, it seems to me that both you and Jenny got a taste of the same medicine.
You were blamed for something because somebody didn't have all the facts. And you turned around and did the same thing to Jenny.
I feel awful. What can I do?
Well, look, dear, it's still early. Why don't you call Jenny and invite her over to the party?
I sure will. I'll give her the biggest apology I know how.
Over the door.
Sorry about that, Dad.
Hey, Alice, we got any cookies?
I don't know, Mr. Brady. They pretty well cleaned us out the other night.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get it, Alice. Hello? Oh, good morning, Mr. Randolph.
Mr. Randolph?
Well, I'm delighted. Really? Oh, thank you so much for calling. Bye. Marcia and Paula explained the whole thing to Mr. Randolph and Mrs. Denton. They're forgiven.
Oh, good. That's great.
Ah, you're in luck, Mr. Brady. I found a box of cookies.
Tell me something left after the shock troops.
Yeah, that's about all.
Oh, sorry about that, Mr. Brady. Party's over, but the melody lingers on.
Ooh, get rid of it.